Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the reserve. My name is Arthur, and I'll be your resident guide for today's woodland trek. Usually, we get a lot of school groups coming here to study plant life and tree identification. But today, rather than botany, you've asked me to talk about the fauna, so our main focus will be on the survival skills of our local wildlife. It's a fascinating subject, and there's plenty to see if you know where to look. Let's stop right here for a moment. If you look over by the roots of that large oak tree, you'll see a series of large holes in the dirt. At first glance, you might think those are rabbit warrens, as there are plenty of them around. Actually, they are a network of underground tunnels belonging to a family of badgers. We call this type of habitat a set, and this particular one has been used by generations of the same family for decades. Now, if everyone could just stand still and listen to that rhythmic tapping sound up in the canopy, can you hear it? Many people assume woodpeckers make that noise because they are trying to hollow out a space for a nest. However, they are usually searching for insects hiding beneath the bark. It's a clever way of foraging, really, using their beak as a drill. Moving along the path, let's examine the mud near this puddle. You can clearly see some fresh prints here. While they look a bit like a domestic dog's at first glance, the narrow shape and the specific claw marks tell us these are actually fox tracks left behind this morning. Foxes use these established trails to patrol their territory during the twilight hours. Let's approach the riverbank now, but please do it quietly. We are looking for signs of water voles. Decades ago, they used to be incredibly common in marshes across the region, but nowadays, due to changes in the environment, they prefer to build their burrows in the steep banks beside slow-moving rivers, just like this one. If we're lucky, we might hear the plop sound of one diving into the water. As autumn approaches, the fauna here must adapt to the changing seasons. You'd expect them to be busily gathering seeds and nuts to store away. But for many small mammals, their priority is actually building up a layer of body fat to survive the freezing winter months when food is scarce. It's absolutely vital for their hibernation process. If you look to your left, you'll see a massive fallen log. In the past, park rangers used to clear these away to keep the woods looking tidy and managed. Instead, we now leave them exactly where they fall, because decaying timber is a crucial environment for various species of beetles, which in turn feed the woodland birds. It's a complete micro-ecosystem. We are now approaching the woodland pond. Frogs are extremely common here in the spring when they come to spawn, but at this time of year, it's actually the smooth newt that you're most likely to spot hiding among the water plants. They are quite well camouflaged, so keep your eyes peeled. Maintaining all these distinct habitats requires a massive amount of effort. We do receive a small bit of funding from the government, which helps with equipment, but the real heroes are the local volunteers who come out every weekend to clear invasive plants and repair fences. Without them, this trek wouldn't be possible.
Right, before we head back to the visitor centre for a warm cup of tea, I want you to do a quick exercise. I originally planned a drawing task for you to sketch the pond, but the weather is turning a bit damp. So instead, I'd like you all to complete a listening survey for the next 10 minutes. Just spread out, close your eyes, and record every distinct bird call or rustle you hear. It's a brilliant way to truly connect with the woodland environment.